Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the $100 MBA show. Whether you're cooking dinner or cooking up your next great business idea, we're here with you every single day with our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zenholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. And in today's episode, you will learn how to create your terms and conditions on your website. Your terms and conditions page may be the most important page on your website because it protects you. You need to make sure you have that and make sure it's in conjunction with your checkout. I'm going to show you how to create one, how you can use our terms and conditions as a model, and we'll also get into what's the difference between a terms and conditions and a terms of service. We get into it in today's episode, so let's get down to business. Today's episode of the $100 MBA Show is brought to you by Braintree. It's a beautiful thing when customers want to pay, but what if they could pay every way? Braintree lets you accept all forms of payment, including PayPal, Apple Pay, Android Pay, and more. Now you can take them all in over 130 currencies. And as your company grows, Braintree will stay by your side, from the first dollar to the billionth. And all it takes is a couple lines of code to get you started. To learn more, visit BraintreePayments.com/MBA. Again, that's BraintreePayments.com/MBA. So how do you create a terms and conditions page on your website? And why is it important? Well, first of all, the terms and conditions protects you. It tells everybody who visits your website what the rules are. It's kind of like when you go to the gym, they have those rules where they say, we're not responsible if you break your neck on the treadmill. It also kind of states, by buying this product, by buying whatever I'm selling on this site, you're agreeing and are bound to follow the terms and conditions that you list on the terms and conditions page. Now, quickly, I want to define the difference between terms and conditions and terms of service. If you have a membership site where people are paying a recurring fee, like a monthly fee or an annual fee, then you need to have a terms of service, which says, you know, there are no refunds because this is a month-to-month thing. You need to outline if they can cancel or how they can cancel, and if they cancel, is there a fee? So that has to do with an ongoing service. Terms and conditions is more for a product that is, once they buy it, they have ownership, they're not charged again. Or they buy it and they have access to an area and they're not charged again. So first of all, you can check out our terms and conditions at the $100 MBA, and you can use it as an example. As an example, don't copy and paste. These are our terms and conditions, not yours. So make sure you just use the format and maybe even just the language so you understand how to word things. But you want to write it for yourself. And it's actually not that hard. And if you're ever unsure, you can refer back to yesterday's episode where it talks about having a lawyer for your business. You can have a lawyer take a look at it for a nominal fee. So if you head on over to 100mba.net/terms, you can check out our terms and conditions. And it's broken up into sections. The first section just talks about an overview. By buying this product, you agree to the terms and conditions. And then we go into account terms, which just lists the terms of having an account with our membership, with our site. And it lists things like you must be 13 years or older to use the service. And some of this is going to sound a little bit funny, but it says you must be a human. Accounts registered by bots or other automated methods are not permitted. You must provide a full legal name, a valid email address so I can be able to contact you. Your login may only be used by one person. A single login shared by multiple people is not permitted. You're responsible for maintaining the security of your account and your password. If you lose your password, we can reset it for you, but it's not our responsibility to make sure that, you know, your password and your name is not stolen. And it goes on with a few others. Then it goes to a different section that talks about payments, refunds, upgrading, and downgrading. Now, this may not apply to the 100 MBA right now, but it may apply in the future, or it may apply to the past, because we used to have a monthly subscription, and we also have a payment plan now, $35, three payments. So it covers us regardless of when we change our pricing. You can take a look at that and see what we do there. But if you do not offer refunds because you have a monthly subscription, you need to make sure that's stated there. And then there's a section on cancellation and termination. Who's responsible for canceling the account? And it says in bold letters, you are solely responsible for canceling your account because you can do it inside the account area yourself. You don't even have to talk to customer service. And this kind of covers you because if somebody asks you to cancel the account and for some reason you don't see that email or that support ticket, and then they get charged and then they do a chargeback where they tell their bank, hey, I didn't authorize this charge. In theory, you could say it's your responsibility to cancel. It says it in our terms. Of course, I don't recommend you do that, but it covers you just in case. I recommend actually that you do cancel their account, refund them because they didn't mean to and you missed the ticket. That's your fault. We also have a statement where it says that we have sole discretion, our business has sole discretion, the right to suspend or terminate any account or refuse any or all current users, future service, if we wish. Now, we don't plan on doing that. You know, obviously, everybody who's in the $100 MBA has a lifetime membership. We plan to be here as long as possible, and lifetime means as long as we're living or vice versa, right? But for any reason, a tech reason, you got to make sure you're covered so your customers are like, hey, I didn't have access to your site for 5 days. I want compensation. I know that sounds crazy, but guys, there are some people out there that are looking to do that. It's not the majority, but it exists. There's another section where we have modifications to service and prices, which basically says we can do what we'd like in terms of changing the program or the price of the program. Then we have a section on copyright and content ownership, which basically protects our actual content, our intellectual property. It also protects the user, so we don't claim any intellectual property rights over the material you provide, so like in our forum or in our Facebook group. Then we have two last sections, one on warranty disclaimer and limitation of liability, which basically is an area that we talk about, that service and content of your website and any software provided is as-is basis. So for example, if somebody goes into your website and they're like, hey, I paid for my first month, $25, say for example, and they check out your courses, they say, you know what, this isn't for me, I want a refund. Well, if you don't offer refunds because it's a monthly subscription, they agree that you're going to go in and you're going to take it as is. And just because it's not perfect for you, it doesn't mean you're entitled to a refund. That's why you have a month-to-month basis. That way you don't pay a huge lump sum and own the program. So that protects you. And then lastly, we have questions about terms of services or conditions can be sent to a certain email. They can send to it to contact@businessrepublic.net. Now, I just wanted to go through all this and break it down to show you that this is not rocket science. This is just areas of your business that you need to protect yourself. Again, you can go to 100mba.net/terms and refer to our terms and conditions as an example to help you out. Guys, I got one important point, really, really important that I need to cover. But before that, I got to give a love to today's sponsor, HostGator. Guys, HostGator is an all-in-one website solution. That means you can host as many websites, as many domains as you like in one account. They'll help you with creating your website, whether it's a WordPress site or HTML or whatever it is, as well as designing it, as well as marketing it. They got you covered. And best of all, they're giving every listener of the $100 MBA an amazing discount, 25% off web hosting. Just go to HostGator.com and use promo code OMARHOOKUP. Again, that's HostGator.com and use promo code OMARHOOKUP for 25% off web hosting. Guys, my final point when it comes to creating your terms and conditions on your website is that this is really, really important if your business is not incorporated yet. If you don't have an LLC or an S-Corp, which basically says that your business is its own entity, almost like its own person, and it's actually its own person in U.S. law, which removes you from the equation, which means that if something happens, if somebody sues you for some reason or claims that you're doing something that is not correct, that's not legal, it resolves you personally from that responsibility. It is just on the company. Now, obviously, these terms and conditions apply even when you have an LLC or S-Corp. But what if you don't have one yet? What if you're just getting started? Spending a couple hours to put one together is well worth the protection. It says that if you're doing transactions, if you're doing business on my website, these are the terms. This is what you're agreeing to. And lastly, put in your checkout page. By clicking submit or by clicking checkout, you agree to the terms and conditions of this website. And it allows you to say to the customer, hey, read my terms and conditions. It's in the footer. And you can have your terms and conditions open up in a separate tab or window. That way, the checkout process is not interrupted. But the point here is that you're telling the customer you're responsible for reading the terms and conditions and understanding what you are agreeing to by buying my product and doing business on my website. All right, guys, I hope I broke it down a little bit, demystified it, helped you out there. Make sure you check out our site, our terms over there at 100mba.net/terms. We'll put it in the show notes too. And remember, guys, if you want to run it by a lawyer before you actually publish, you can do so. You can check out my advice on that in yesterday's episode. We'll put that episode in today's show notes. Guys, we got a whole lot more episodes coming your way every single day, 7 days a week. That's what we do. We always got your back when it comes to building your business. But before I go, I want to leave you with this. Sometimes you're going to have to deal with these little nitty-gritty legal, technical things in your business. It's not fun. It's not glamorous. It's not creative, but it needs to get done and it's going to give you peace of mind and you're doing it right. You're running your business the right way. That should make you feel good. And at the same time, it gives your site and your business credibility. It shows people that you mean business and you know how to run a business properly. All right, guys, I'll check you in tomorrow's episode. Until then, take care.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn on what you want, like trying out that new workout class, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller for your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.